Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I am Tori.
I am Puma.
And on this podcast, you are Puma. I don't
like to laugh. No, I just, yeah. I am Puma.
Puma, what do we talk about on this podcast?
We talk about Jesus, life, and everything in between.
Bam.
Just so, like that. Yeah, we are so glad that you joined us today. We've been throughout the summer looking at the character of God or the misrepresentations of God that some people have. It's very easy to say, yeah, if this is what God is like, I want nothing to do with him. And we're all tempted to have those kind of things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know someone, but then they do one thing that I disagree with, and I'm like, should I really be their friend?
Right.
The question is, though, do I really understand, you know, the whole situation? And this is what happens with God a lot of times. In fact, I think our human sinful hearts are always looking for reasons to not trust God. If I can, if I can find a reason to not trust God, I take it. If I can find an excuse why I don't have to go in God's direction, I latch on to it. And they don't even have to be big. It could be small things. And this is the temptation, the pull of sin. And I think even just the, if you want to say the deception of the evil one, who is started in the Garden of Eden to distrust the heart of God. And so this is what goes on all the time. And the summer we've been looking at, we haven't been comprehensive really with any account that we've talked about, and we haven't been comprehensive in the Old Testament as a whole. But we've picked different passages that some people have had questions about and, you know, address them a little bit. And there's a whole lot more with each of those. I mean, we certainly didn't open and shut the book on
passage. There's many questions about the Old Testament.
Many questions. And, but see, this is the point, isn't it? You know, it's a relationship with the living God, the one who created us and getting to know him. And that is a process, and that takes time. And,
well, and that's a great word, too, because I think a lot of times when I hear people talk about the God of the Old Testament, it is all the rules, the do's, the don'ts, that he's moody, that he's has favoritism, that he just, you know, but you're right, it's a relationship. Can we have a relationship with the God of the Old Testament? Because I hear a lot of do's and don'ts, right and wrongs, and you miss the heart, like the personality of God, of Yahweh, especially depicted in the Old Testament. And, you know, I agree with you. I think that when we think about the Old Testament, we have been comprehensive, but we're trying to get to the character of God and to see his heart through some really kind of hard, questionable, quote, questionable, you know, stories of the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And it's been such a fun journey, Puma. Thank you for
It has been fun. And it's all about trust, right? I mean, trust is the currency of relationships. I mean, relationships are as deep and wide and beneficial as there is trust in that relationship. And that's why when someone stabs us in the back, someone betrays us, or someone goes back on their promise, that's why it affects us so much, because it damages that relationship. And if that trust gets too damaged, the relationship fractures.
Yeah.
But when there's relationship that is built on trust, that is solid and deep, there is encouragement there. There is peace with that. There is
stability,
comfort. It helps with anxiety,
security,
all these things. And these are all the things that everybody wants, right? I mean, isn't that what we all long for?
Yeah.
I long for someone. I love the Cheers, the sitcom Cheers from the 80s, and the whole premise, you know, located in a bar in Boston, and it was just a big ragtag group of people, all different personalities, and just a little odd, bunch of odd people. But it was, the tagline was, I want to go somewhere where everybody knows my name. They were rejected in all spheres of life, and rightly so because of their quirkiness and everything. But they could all go to the bar, Cheers, and there people knew their name. They had a place of belonging. There's a place of stability, a place of security, a place of connectedness.
To be known.
And this is what people long for.
Yeah.
I want to go somewhere that in spite of my issues, someone will just love me. Someone will care for me. Someone will know my name. Someone will give me the time, right? Someone's not going to reject me because of how I look. They're not going to dismiss me because I say something that's a little off or odd, right? This is what we all want. We all crave relationships like that. Well, when it comes to relating to our God, we very easily find reasons to dismiss that God is not trustworthy, that God is quirky, or that God is not loving, or that God is not just, or that God is somehow evil, or that God is not for me, or that God has rejected me because I did something,
right,
you know, that he didn't like, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we find all these excuses.
Yeah, that's what it is, excuses. Reasons to not believe, reasons to not obey.
Reasons to not obey.
Yeah.
Reasons to not obey. So in this podcast, and really kind of the last podcast, we just kind of want to spend some time summing up some concluding thoughts just on this whole topic of getting to know the heart of God as we've been looking at different accounts throughout the, yeah. the summer.
Yeah, the last podcast of this series.
Of this
yeah.
series, well, right.
kind of summarize the God of the Old Testament. And I think kind of a long intro, but a really important one. You know, we're going to kind of look through the character of God and kind of highlight the big idea of this whole series. And hopefully you're blessed by it. I know I've been so blessed by it. You know, so yeah, let's dive into this last podcast.
Well, we started this summer series looking at God telling Moses really what he, you know, God says to Moses, this is what I'm like. This is my character.
Yeah. Right.
Which is pretty amazing. Exodus 34.
Yeah. Love you know, that.
Yeah. It says, so Moses chiseled out two stone tablets. That's because he broke the first ones because of the whole gold calf. We had talked about that, you know, and went up on Mount Sinai early in the morning as the Lord had commanded him. And he carried the two stone tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in a cloud and stood there with him, with Moses, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. God came down. God didn't call Moses up. God came down and stood with him.
Yeah.
Proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding, multiplying love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished, and he punishes the children and their children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. God says, this is who I am. This is my character.
Yeah, it gets so personal.
Yeah. You know, and he comes down and he says, this is who I am. I am who I am. So if you think I'm something other than this, you have the wrong idea of who I am.
Yeah.
If you have thoughts that are contrary to this, that I am quick to anger, or that I am not loving, or that I don't want to forgive somebody, then you have the wrong God.
Yeah, or some hidden agenda. You know, even in friendships, you know, you never want to go into a friendship with some false pretense of who
right.
they are.
Right.
Like they're putting on a show or best, you know, best foot forward kind of thing, and you're never really sure who they are underneath, you know, the facade or for the glamour. And yet God is so vulnerable. He's like, hey, this is what, like you said, yeah, this is who I am. There's no false pretense. God's not trying to impress them. You know, he loves them. He wants them, but he's not trying to tell, oh, you better come to me because I'm so great. Like this is who I am. Yeah. And I love the honesty of the God of the Old Testament, right? And some people say, well, you know, he's shady and he says this, but then does this, but that's not true. The Old Testament in particular is God is so transparent. There is no lie. And in any friendship, if you can't trust
right.
the person, you can't grow.
Right.
You can't build that relationship.
You know, why did God give us the Bible in the first place? Mm-hmm. And why did he record all these situations? I mean, did God record, like last week, you know, where Uzziah touched the ark and God killed him? Did God record that to make himself look bad? Right?
Right?
Yeah. Is that why it's there? I mean, does God shy away from the commands, you know, to Israel to go into the promised land? And, you know,
right.
you know, is God unjust when they, you know, Moses on the mountain, Mount Sinai, 40 days, when the leaders had were, you know, right before that went up and actually had a meal with the Lord. I mean, can you imagine?
Ugh.
And 40 days later, they make a golden calf and say, this is the God that took. I mean, do you think God is not supposed to be offended by that?
Right.
He's supposed to say, what, not a big deal.
Yeah.
You see, it is very easy to misjudge someone based upon one moment or one situation.
Sure. Yeah.
And we do this all the time with human mm-hmm. relationships, right?
Oh, unfortunately, yes.
You know, we jump to conclusions. We make assumptions. We presume to know the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't this true when two people come to you, you know, the first person shares their side of the story mm. and you're like, oh, that's the way it is until you hear the other side and then you get a more fuller picture.
Right.
Right.
I think there's a proverb about that.
Yeah. I mean, we do this all the time. We are quick to assume
yeah.
and cast judgment mm-hmm. based upon limited information.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what people do. This is what people do all the time with God.
Yeah.
And it amazes me that people will point at some of these, just some of these passages that we've looked at in the Old Testament, and they really don't know the context or the history, and they kind of cherry pick, so to speak, mm-hmm. one little thing and say, see, this is why you can't trust God.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, we looked at that God created Adam and Eve, right? Mm-hmm. And showed mercy to them in the garden, right? We looked at Abraham. We looked at Moses. We looked at the people of Israel. And we looked at, you know, Jonah and all these different, the Ninevites. And we looked at how God loves women, you know, and his care for women. And see, God gives us his word so we can get a big comprehensive, right? To get a big comprehensive picture of him, not just a cherry picked or limited. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know the word authenticity is a big word. You got to be authentic. You know, you got to be real. There's no one more real, more authentic than the God of the Old Testament.
Right.
You know, and I think you're absolutely right. We're so quick to assume and to judge what we don't understand. And even with our limited, you know, I heard this opinion, I read this one article, therefore I'm an expert, you know, on the Code of Hammurabi or whatever. Some, you know, we just are so quick to share our opinion with so little, I guess, research.
Right.
And I think Satan has a real agenda. If we can get people, again, like my friend, if we can disprove or not trust, you know, the God of the Old Testament, then I don't have to believe in Jesus.
Right.
Because Jesus claimed to be one.
Well, we talked about our Proverbs series a while back. You know, Proverbs 18:2, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing their own opinions.
Yeah.
Right? And so it is foolish to create an opinion and make that opinion the gospel about God based upon one minute situation and not having a full picture or an accurate picture or a complete picture.
Mm-hmm.
And this is this is our temptation.
Mm-hmm.
This is man's temptation all the time, you know, with God.
Yeah. And so I reflect on kind of closing out this awesome series. I have so enjoyed this, Puma. Thank you. It's been really, really awesome. As we kind of come to a kind of wrap up here, you know, what are some key takeaways that you have for us?
Yeah. Key takeaways. One for me highlights how important it is to constantly be reading through the Old Testament and reading through the whole Bible. And asking the question, God, you know, show me your character and show me who you are. Three questions that we've talked about that I like when I read through, you know, what does this passage tell me about who God is, his character? What does this tell me about what God does? Because people always act according to their character and nature.
Hmm. Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
So if someone is a liar, you can count on them to lie to you. Right?
Yeah.
Because that's their nature to lie, right? So what does this tell me about God's character? And then looking at all the God's interactions with people, you know, what does God do? That also communicates who God is being lived out. And so we can get a better understanding, you know, there. And then the third question is, you know, what does this say about me, about people and God's love and care for people?
Yeah.
Because really, isn't that the bottom line? God doesn't love me. God doesn't love people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet the Bible screams exact opposite from beginning to end. That God not only loves people, he is for us and not against us. And only wants he always wants what is best for us. And so one of the key things really to take away is don't be presumptuous, don't assume, and don't formulate opinions quickly about God. You know, spend time getting to know him and read about him, so that you can let him communicate. The only way you get to know someone is if they reveal themselves to you, right?
Yeah, right.
And that takes time. Relationships take time. So take the time to get to know the heart of God.
Yeah, and I think those are great kind of summing up the sum up questions. But yeah, what does it say about God? His heart, character, personality? what say about mankind, right? Like, what did we do? What are we quick to do? What is our character? And how can we apply this? You know, right. What about God? What about mankind can I learn and glean from? And you're right, to do our own research. There's lots of false gods out there. Even God's quoting to be the God of the Bible. There are lots of false ideas of Jesus, lots of false ideas of the God of the Old Testament. And if we are not diligent, if we are not good students, if we are not good disciples of God's word, we can be led astray. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be. Many well-intentioned people have been led astray because they have bought the idea that the God of the Old Testament is just this evil guy.
Right. No, and Jeremiah, you know, it says the heart is deceitful and wicked beyond cure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Our hearts are naturally deception factories. And it's not deceiving other people, it's deceiving ourselves.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's the greatest deception. Yeah. When we don't even see that we're being deceived.
Right.
Well, I think instead of application questions, I think those are good takeaways, right? So for us, for the listeners, you know, how through three questions, when you read scripture, and hopefully you are reading scripture, stay there, dig in there, you know, investigate, research, fall in love with God's word. But then with that, you know, what does it say about who God is? What does it say about mankind? And how can I live this out? Mm-hmm. Based on what I know of the character of God, how can I apply this to my life? That's awesome. And those are three questions I've asked myself for years. Have been so helpful in studying God's word, particularly some of these harder passages. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, any closing thoughts, Puma, before we wrap up this podcast?
Well, I just have really enjoyed, you know, going through the summer with this and look forward to, you know, our next topic, which we will reveal next week.
Next week, yeah. I agree. Yeah, guys, I agree with you, Puma. It's been so fun. And thank you guys for coming with us on this journey. And if you have any questions, you know where to go. You can email us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, honestly, if you have ideas or questions or thoughts or even future potential series, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you guys via email and, you know, just to touch base with our audience. You guys have been so encouraging. The times we've gotten to meet some of those who listen, it's been so fun. You know, it's just been really fun and very much blessed to learn to be have this platform. And just love God's word. You know, I go back to these podcasts myself because it has been helpful to me to think critically. And there are questions that are asked, things that the Holy Spirit uses for myself through these podcasts. And I just feel very blessed. So thank you guys. Thank you, Puma. And yeah, hey, tune in next week, Fridays at 10:10 for our next series. Till then, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.